It's the start of the spring fishing season. Big factory ships are starting to head out to sea. In the coming weeks, 10,000 people from Washington will head to the Alaska fisheries. Crews have been spending the last few weeks getting the ships ready. KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph now takes us inside one of those ships at Interbay's Pier 91.
Half of all the seafood fished in the United States comes from the Alaska fishery. Seattle is its base, and the biggest players around here are the companies with catcher processor ships. They include Trident Seafoods, Glacier Fish Company, and American Seafoods. I'm staring up at one of their factory ships right now.
I'm Alan Davis. I'm the Safety and Compliance Director for American Seafoods. This is the Northern Eagle.
This is a ship that goes out empty and returns with a hold full of frozen fish.
Watch out right here.
In Alaska, she'll be hunting for pollock. Outside, she looks like she's already taken a beating, but she was painted only 2 years ago.
The work that we do is pretty rugged, and it doesn't take long for the paint to get chipped and it to look weathered.
Time to take a look inside.
What we can do is we can sprint up to the wheelhouse and we can start there and just work our way down.
With both of us on the gangway, the stairs start bucking. Alan Davis makes it up without incident, but he's a pro. First stops the bridge. From there, you can see into the depths of the ship, past the nets rolled up on the deck, and down to the factory floor. Inside, the wheelhouse doesn't actually have a wheel. There are plenty of devices for navigation and fish finding. Alan Davis says the technology means these ships can fill their holds in less time, meaning more efficiency. That's a company testing the ship's equipment. Everywhere there are wires exposed, hatches open, and people checking systems. When the ship sails, everything has to be right.
So,
at the chart table, Alan Davis shows me a map of the destination.
Clear off a little bit here. So when the vessels go up to Alaska, they go to an island called Unalaska. Here, everybody calls it Dutch Harbor.
The Northern Eagle had a winter run up there. She came back in early April for shipyard time, maintenance, time to turn around and do it again. 145 people will be on this ship when it leaves Seattle for Dutch Harbor. They'll sleep in staterooms of four. They'll keep their wet gear in a locker that blows hot air up their boots to dry them out. And they'll eat at tables with edges on them so their plates don't slide off when there's weather.
These vessels are actually very rugged and built for heavy weather. And I've been on this boat in heavy weather. It rides very well. It is something you have to get used to, though.
We see the engine room, which gives off heat that helps cook the fish guts in the tanks that are steps away. Perfect for making fish food.
Let's go this way.
And then we arrive on the factory floor.
Ah, fish and diesel.
One of the interesting things about the ships when they're here in town, they smell worse than they do at sea. At sea, it smells fresh salt water. There's no real fish odor. There's no real real odor at all. But then when it comes back home, it can sometimes get flavorful.
That's one way to put it. The factory's deserted now, but 65 people work down here when the place is full throttle. Fish flow down the chutes until they encounter the machines that will separate them into useful chunks just as they twitch their last. Alan Davis makes it sound almost fun. He stands us at the sorting table just in front of the botter machine, every fish's worst nightmare.
As the driver, my job is to stand here, grab fish, put them into the slots in the conveyor, nose down, belly towards the machine, one after the other. As the spotter, your job is to correct any mistakes I make. So if I put the fish in backwards, you flip it over and give me a hard time.
The guts run onto the gut line, and the hunt for fish roe is on. 18 grades of caviar are sorted on the ship. The fillets are frozen and packed, and the fish destined for surimi. What's surimi again?
So surimi, the things that become imitation crab, imitation lobster, and other products like that.
They head off to be churned to a paste. So there it is, the stuff of fillet of fish, grocery store sushi rolls, and Friday night fish sticks. American Seafoods has 5 ships leaving this week, with a total of 700 people on board. Over the next few weeks, many more fishers in Washington will be springing into action. The salmon seiners will get going. Another year on the Alaska fishery, and it starts right here in Seattle. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.